What's up, Radio.
Everybody, what's up? I don't know what happened, but we had some technical difficulties. Yeah, we had some hiccups.
I don't know what the hell happened, but we have quite a few poets for y'all tonight. For those who are tuned in, if you like what you hear, you can always call in during the show live, 516-666-9826, and I told our first poet to go ahead and call first so she can come in and, you know, do her 15 minutes of poetry, whatever she decides to do. So our first guest of the night is Miss Madeline Porter. What's up?
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Good.
So what are you doing tonight? Go ahead, Rails.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for reaching out. When I posted this, I posted it super late, and, like, after I posted, I went straight to sleep. So when I woke up, I saw everything, and I was trying to get everything together while I was working. But I appreciate you calling in.
Of course.
Okay.
Go ahead, Genesis.
First thing you got to do is tell us a piece, backstory, and, you know, basically a backstory is what made you write this piece, and where are you from?
Okay. I'm from Wilmington, Delaware. It used to be an unknown east, but Joe Biden is from Delaware, so we're known now.
Okay.
I wrote a poem called When the Phone Rings, and it's a poem about the feeling of having to code switch over the phone.
Code. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you're ready.
I'm going to recite it. When the phone rings, don't hold me back when the phone rings. R's and ings, R's and ings, R's and ings. Don't forget to use your R's and ings. Speak clearly, speak clearer, speak as clear as possible. Clearly, I'm not transparent. Clearly, I'm a hazy kind of gray, just like my hazy kind of skin, just like my hazy kind of voice. It's not quite clear, kind of murky. My waters are so troubled. My name means woman who weeps, but you can't hear my tears through the phone. Employ me, I beg of you, so that I can receive less than him, so that I can receive less than her, and everyone else in the office. Dig your nails into my fro because you find it fascinating. Ring, ring, ring. Another call. Another call. Two octaves higher than my usual canary song. Two octaves lighter, two shades brighter. In the sun, I appear like gold, but my heart lies. She lies inside me. My voice, masked with the hard R's and the strong ING's. But I don't want to be working for those. Honk, goes the car. My Uber has arrived. But I don't want to work for those ING's. I don't want to become a hard worker. I want to be a happy worker, living and loving and enjoying what I do. THs, 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 those who already know, those who already do. Whew. How should I wear my hair today? Pat it low, pat it close. Don't pick it out too loud. Earrings, posts. Post me on the bulletin board. Pierce me with a tack. This shit is so whack. She fondles my braids. She fingers my locks. I want to scream. Welcome. We're so happy to have you as part of our team. We love diversity, but I want to die. I love inclusion. We love inclusion, but I want to lose it. Half dollars still exist because I received them. No full green for me. No full green for me. Bullshit. ING, I really wish I had more tolerance. Hi, my name is Madeline Porter, and I'm calling. I've been calling and calling and calling and calling. And call Ling, ring off the hook, dying to meet that quota, with one of the nicest Negroes. They say I have a heart of gold, but what is worse, when my tongue is tap dancing, stumbling to beg for money from you, as you molest my crown in your office? And that's the end.
I love it, I love it.
Thank you.
Do you do open mic?
Yes, I do.
Okay, how long have you been doing poetry?
For years. Over a decade.
Okay, cool. You stay in Delaware now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I reside in Wilmington, Delaware.
Okay, cool. I was going to say we have some shows out here in Illinois. If you were in the area, you could come and bless our mic with some poetry.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Radio Rails. Where'd you go?
I was conducting. I'm here. I was conducting business also as well. But
okay.
I love that piece right there. Is that the only one for tonight, or you got some more?
I have some more. I have another one called Concrete Blossoms about being resilient.
Okay. Was
Concrete
there
Blossoms.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Concrete blossoms bloom through the pavement, asphalt flowers with steel stems, petals of metal, weeds can't hold me, thorns can't prick me, bricks can't break me. Take me on, I don't think so. concrete blossoms budding and blooming in the streets. You want to taste this nectar? I'll break your fragile teeth. No saliva on these curves. I'd make your gums bleed. I'm spicy, zesty, bittersweet. All I'll give you is cavities. Concrete brick candy, it's too hard to chew. It's not made for biting. You gotta suck a jawbreaker. Some girls are tough as taffy, but some are cake makers. I was told to stay in the kitchen when all I wanted was a slice of the pie. So I got to bacon, and now you want to try. Taste my cake. It's handmade from scratch. No dishes like me because I'm the best of the batch. Silver platters and silver spoons. She glitters and glosses and glams and you swoon. Crooning and mooning, I just keep on blooming. The bud you passed by while she was still grooming. My petals got grown while you were assuming that my seed would not thrive, but through the concrete I'm blooming.
I love it. I love both pieces.
Thank you.
No problem at all.
Thank you for sharing.
I do have a third one.
Okay.
Yes, you're welcome. This one is called Grow Your Own Afro Tree.
And what made you write this
one? Oh, this one is about natural hair. The trials and tribulations of growing natural hair.
Okay, I'm reading this one.
Okay. How lucky am I that I have hair that reaches up on high? How lucky am I that my hair can give God a high five? Up and out, twirl all about, curly cues, it's impossible to pout. My crown, my queen, my reigning glory, erupts on my face, it tells my story. It tells me that no matter what was taken at the root, that it will never be stolen. I can chemically alter, I can chop, I can tame, but from birth to the grave, my mane remains unchanged. I live at the root, at my core, unchained. I am a lioness, I remain unnamed. I am a once wounded and ashamed soul, brought back to life, resurrected, bold. They don't ever tell you that you can die while you're still alive. You may breathe, but you can live inside the corpse of yourself. Afro trees seeds bear your wealth. Reaching up and reaching out, deep breaths in the soil and in the ground. Reaching up and out to the sun and the sky. Revive, breathe life. Afro trees bear such colorful leaves. Bow on your knees beneath thy majesty divine. An aura, a halo around my head that is mine. Afro trees are just like these. Peeking through sewings, wigs, and weaves. Afro trees are just like these. Full of the fragrance of coconuts and honeybees. Afro trees are just like these. They need to be loved and nurtured, caressed and teased. Through floods and drought, through storms and tragedy, afro trees can be mighty hard to please. They scream and they shout when mama won't cease. They cry and they shake as the hairdresser rakes through the rows and yanks at the scalp. They squirm and they yearn from the burn that sears like hot lava. Hot oil runs down the tresses, stressing and pressing the protein as cooking dries the Sahara, cracks as the desert, plaiting and farming and harvesting cornrows. Bumpy and lumpy, but bloody, so lovely, lovely. My beautiful braided beaded basket swinging extensions give me all the attention. I am Rapunzel, but I still remain ethnic. Long hair like a lady, long hair like on TV. Long hair like boys like me. Inviting, exciting, enticing the right king. The pain's worth the pleasure until they begin yanking and pulling and groping and asking a million questions with no intention to learn a lesson. How'd you change it so fast? How long does it last? How many hair dyes have you tried? Yo, what's up, girl? What's up with my hair, but you're pulling it down? I cannot kowtow to your interrogations and frown. Yes, I'm brown, and my hair's brown, too. And if I don't wash it as often, you bash it. Disgustingly or incredibly attractive. Leave me alone, because I've had it, because my hair is different than yours. It needs to be pleased. But I have abused it for your sake, for the sake to please all my potential friends. But in the end, the mirror bends and it bends until it breaks. I need a change because I'm sick of the chains over my mane. So I did the big chop, shaved away the pain, the shame, and the blame, and every need to tame, and I planted a seed that grew a strong, tall afro tree, reaching for the sky whilst reaching deeply into me. Some people are so hard to please, but they're not here for me. My crown and glory reaches up to see God looking down, smiling on me. Look how beautiful my own can be when I embrace what is meant to plant your seeds and grow your own forest of afro trees.
I love that.
Yes.
Yes, I really love it.
Thank
How long
you.
Have you been doing poetry?
Over a decade.
Over a decade.
Wow, that was
beautiful.
I like the hair pieces. I like
Thank
hair
you.
Pieces. That's my
yeah.
favorite. So what is your platform where you can people find your stuff?
I don't have much of my poetry online yet because I'm still working on copywriting and publishing a book of it first. But I am
okay.
an artist who draws and paints. So if people want to see my visual artwork, they can follow me on Instagram at The Rising Phoenix Art.
Okay.
Gotcha. We definitely appreciate you. We are live every Thursday, so if you want to call in every Thursday, do some poetry, we're more than welcome to call in. Just reach out to me again, and I'll give you the time slots that we have open. So you're more than
okay.
welcome to always come back.
Yeah,
Thank
and bring
you.
Other
Thank
poets
you
with
so
you, too, if you have other
okay.
poets that would like to perform.
Will do.
All right,
well,
we appreciate
thank you, so much.
You. You have yourself a great night.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right, Radio Rails.
So
next
we
next?
The I'm so confused. So the next caller we have, I'll bring them. Since we had a little hiccup, I believe the next one is Shelly Fowler. So, is this Shelly?
No, this is Pheromones, honey.
Okay. All right. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. Glad to have you here.
Great. Hi, who's the lady? What's your guys' names? Because I like came in. I was invited by Gina Storm, my sister. So
okay. Yeah, so yeah, I'm talking to Gina Storm right now. I'm Radio Rail. This is
Genesis. I am Genesis.
Genesis and Radio Rev.
Rail.
Radio Rail.
Like Rev.
Are
yeah.
Rail.
Like Rev the engine.
No, like Rail,
no,
like R-E-L-L. Like holding the rail.
Oh, okay, Radio
Rail.
Okay, that's what's up. And Miss Genesis, okay. That's what's up. Yeah, my sister hit me up. She was like, look, I'm about to head over here on this show and you know, come on through. And I'm like, I support. So I'm a poet.
Where are you
I
from?
I was born in New Orleans, raised in Chicago, and I reside in Minnesota.
Hey.
Oh, I like your accent. I like your voice. You're very sensual. I'm sure you're very kind of exotic type.
Oh, my gosh.
With your poetry.
You know what? I used to do I used to host a show on the Epiphany platform called Late Night Love Jones with Pheromones a while ago, and also the Pathology Inc. Playground Erotica a long time ago. So, yeah, but I do all kinds of genres of poetry, and, you know, my voice, and but it gets the point across, you know, no matter what genre of poetry I do is, you know, it's a blessing. So, yeah.
Okay. How long have you been doing poetry?
I've been writing poetry for a long time. I mean, over 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And I write for self.
Okay.
Even when I was a kid, I used to write and recite poetry.
Ooh, you seasoned. Yes.
Yeah.
I like
right.
You know, it's the only gift I got, you know, besides making people happy. I love to make people happy and make people smile, so that's another gift I got.
you got that late night call.
Yes,
like,
that's what I said.
Coming on.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yes. I'm going to take that, and I'm humbled. You know, that's what I'm put here. My, I'm put here to be a soother, a pillow. I'm a good listener. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
and I try to be inspirational through love.
Okay. Show us a lot of love. And you say your stage name is Pheromones?
Yeah, Pheromones. That's my poet.
Girl, that's sexy. Yes. I like that name. Pheromones.
I got a piece for you guys. I'm going to do. I know you guys got callers, and
Your sister, she's on hold. Your sister's on hold, and a friend of hers also. So after you're done with your pieces, I'm going to let you stay online so you can hear her as well.
That's what I want. Okay.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This piece is called Help Meet.
Okay.
I was created just for you. I also abandoned you after we were forced from that ship. You see, I was tired. I was angry. And most of all, I was afraid. I was afraid that you would let these people kill us. You've always stuck by my side and been my protector in the original land of our home. But since we've been in the home of this stranger, I felt that I have left you alone to fend on your own, because I thought you had fallen weak and your back no longer had a bone. But baby, I fear I'm the one that has done you wrong, and I'm so sorry. Misguided I've been by not understanding the transitions that you plus me equal we were forced into by our Father Yahweh, because we be his stiff-necked children, a disobedient son and daughter, a broken covenant for which we pay the bill. Our Israelite forefathers and mothers selfishly sacrificed us for the kill. Now we stand here choking on the enemy's slave pills, which in return brought us a boat ride that had no thrills. A repetitive situation that has been viral all our lives, causing us to spiral in many, many bouts of bondage. But you see, this here voyage, it gave me none reassurance of our lives, and which in turn revealed for you, my lover, nothing but my anger. See, every time I got raped by this evil-ass stranger that put my love and trust of you in danger of being discarded like empty graves when no man is resting in peace, just pieces. But through my ears, I refuse to hear your bloody screams and your moans and groans of just wanting our freedom. My baby, I did not take time to notice the tears that were being forced from your eyes because of the tightness of that godless yoke of iron that was placed around your neck, restricting you from taking deep breaths. Yes, I did that. Now I stand so ashamed for my own selfishness. I love you. I even closed my eyes when your strong brown back was stretched wide while mingled torn flesh, bloody and red, became what is known today as a wife beater, your forced dress code. And baby, I admit I allow the stranger to rip the threads of unity that binds you and me. Baby, I left you cold. I left you lonely. And I boldly went where no true Israelite princess has gone before. See, I stooped really low and allowed myself to become the slave master's whore. Baby, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me, my king, my rival blessing, my reason of existence. See, I should have been putting the healing ointments to your wounds, wrapping your sore, broken wrist in bandaged gauze. After being released from those restraining shackles of iron, I should have been crying out to God to heal you and give you the strength to become whole again. But instead, I abandoned my head. And I'm so sorry. I will never leave the side of my head again. And I will chase for freedom alone with you if only be you allow me to. So please receive me back in that place that I left hollow and dark. I am your helpmeet. And I testify to this day that there is no other mankind created that can compare to the essence of you, my Israelite king. See, I respect your royalty, and I promise forever my loyalty. The only thing and one that I love more than thee is my father, Yahweh. So please forgive me. Baby, by your side, I shall forever remain faithful and true. For I was selected by my God as a helpmeet for you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for that.
And you are so welcome. I have another piece for you that is a little lighter.
Okay. You can perform anything. You can curse. You can all type. Whatever you feel like. You,
you said I could curse and everything, huh?
Yes. It's an open space, free open space.
This piece is this is just a love piece. It's sweet. Can we just love? Can we just love? Engaging laughter you possess. Effortlessly captivating be the transparency of the way you leave me breathless just by the sound of your melodic voice. It is the tone of my existence. This be the beginning of me loving the way you just do you. A possibility if by chance you loving me as I deserve to be. Speak to me again. Speak to me again so I can wonder. Allow me to rejoice in the forever of your hallowed enchantments, all that you are. Entices me of wanting to give this time of my life to you. Caught on my face with your warm palms. The sweetness of your breath is a desired charm. You are the subject of my dreams and the blinking of my eyes. Tell me it's safe to love you at this time. Tell me, because I need you to say it. You better say it. Please show it. You need to give it. By all means, please console it. Baby, can our hearts slow dance within the shadows of forever, where the light can control the dark that tends to scoff if we dare chance it? Keep still, my beloved. And let time caress all the joy that we share. I lay bare my heart. heart to you. Brown love, my beautiful brown love, lips of paradise, I long to kiss at sunrise, be what graces your face. That laughter, oh, again, I say that laughter you possess is intoxicating, conducting my smiles that give chase without the insurance, but I know I'm safe. I would kill death just to enjoy your hello and suffer a million winters just to feel the warmth of your love for one moment of this lifetime. So please, baby, can we just love?
Thank you.
Lord, Jesus.
I just want to love.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having the platform tonight. And I make it my business to come by and check you guys out. Do you do this thing every Thursday night?
Yes, ma'am. Every Thursday.
Okay,
9
cool. 9
to 10:30 p.m. Central Time.
All right, well, I got you locked and loaded. So one love, one mic, and blessings to you both.
Thank you. Blessings
to
you, too.
So, same to you. Like I said, I'm going to just go ahead and mute you and bring your sister on so you can listen. And she also brought Gerard. So after Gina, it's going to be Gerard. And have yourself a good night.
Thank
and
you.
I'm going to mute you now, and I'm going to bring on your sister.
All right.
What's going on, Gina?
Hello, Radio Real Genesis. I'm happy to be in the building.
Hey.
Y'all enjoying my sister's demo?
Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Thanks. I was explaining this to Real earlier because we just had the opportunity to become acquainted on today. And I was like, yeah, so I don't know how often you do this, but I'm a poet that brings poets to mics. So I got you. How many can I bring? Let me know.
You can bring
six.
Yeah, we have slots open. It's like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So, and
I
each one gets
like
15 minutes.
Yeah, I would bring a buffalo
every week.
I will. Absolutely. I got you.
Thank
We're
you
on
so
that.
Much.
You're welcome. This is what we do.
Are you in the Chicago area?
I'm in Joliet.
Mm-mm. You're in Joliet?
Oh, Joliet, okay.
My mom stays out there. That's why I'm just like, oh, okay. I'll be out there often.
That's why I'm here. Right. The whole reason I'm here is because my mom is here.
Exactly. Okay.
That's great for the summertime because we're going to have some things going on in Aurora.
Yes, Aurora, Illinois has opened up new spot. I'm opening up a new spot. I can now announce it now because I got my deed. And I'm opening up like a venue type, open poetry nights and things like that. Somebody can come out and, speak their truth and open no judgment space. So I'm trying to get as many poets out as possible.
Absolutely. I'll bring local poets as well.
Okay, cool. And make sure you guys calling in on Thursdays and keep you updated on the All Dope Everything page as well as OG Radio. We'll be announcing it back and forth. So just
absolutely.
Okay.
Supporting.
So what you got
networking and supporting what this is all about. I'm a freestylist. I didn't have a plan, to be honest with you.
Okay,
Tyson passed away, and I did a piece for her on the last mic, and I feel like I can't say enough wonderful things about that queen, so I'm going to do another Cecily Tyson piece for you.
And what's her name who passed away? I missed her name.
Cecily Tyson?
Cecily Tyson, the actress.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
She passed today. She was 96. I don't know what their exposure was to her as an actress, but she wasn't just an actress. She was one of the first black models who got national coverage and not just local. she also was an iconic actress who won disputes with studios to make sure that her rights were being met and adhered to during the civil rights movement, and I'm mad at her for that. And she was a trendsetter. Really, they call her the mother of the Afro, and she made cornrows popular. Yeah, from movie roles.
She
she was all that. She was all that and then some. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, go for it.
I'm going to show the queen some love. Yeah, so I titled the last one Icon. I think I'm going to title this one, however, Trendsetter. All right, Trendsetter. Once upon a time, a long time ago, I was watching TV, and I was real small but not slow. So I'm paying attention to their details and things that I'm not missing. And I noticed something. Whenever I would see people who looked like me on the TV, they were either being arrested or they were in some kind of domestic capacity working for other people who did not look like me. I felt some kind of way about that but didn't really know what to say. So because I couldn't articulate at the time, I just had this run through my mind, and I said to myself, one of these days, I'm going to figure out how to put that into words. There are going to be some things that need to be said and things that need to be heard. I didn't know if my parents would be receptive to this, but I had one wish, that there would be people that we could see all the time on the big screen, the little screen, and stage plays. I had one of those families that culture was a necessity, and we didn't just stay in the house always. So we would go out and we would do different things, most of which in the city, because we are here in the birds. And I saw Miss Cecily Tyson on Broadway. And there was something about the power that came out of this little lady that gave me chills right away. I mean, I had never heard a voice that strong. And the part that she was playing was small. And she was a woman of little stature as well. I'm talking about very small. You could wrap both of your arms around her and touch your individual elbows, you see. But she had a strength that we all need, a resilience. So I felt like this about myself having experienced that day. We can be anything and do anything we want to, because I had never before seen an all back cast in a play. It wasn't a thing. There was no Tyler Perry in the 80s, you see. So all I could think was, I could do this too. I never took any acting classes. I didn't go to Hollywood. I wasn't in a movie, and I didn't start on TV. But when I saw her in Roots, and she was the mother to Kuti Kinte, teaching all of the things to her family and loving her husband before they were separated and put into slavery, again, I saw that same strength, the resilience, that thing that we all need to have. They call it in Paris je ne sais quoi, but it doesn't have to be French, you see, because it is inside of you and me. Tap into it, and you have it too. Just trust me when I say you do. We're the people. We're meant to be kings and queens, and we don't do this as a little thing. We sometimes shine and glow from the inside out, and we don't say much. But when we do, we open our mouths and our hearts saying, so I had to honor this queen because she was iconic, and to me, for many years, I'm glad she got her wing, but she will be missed. Rest in peace. And Ms. Storm, thank you for indulging me.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
I'm
in
love with that. I'm
definitely in love with that.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. I like how you broke everything down. It's very imagery. I like a lot of imagery pieces where you can sit there and visualize what's going on. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right. Thank you.
I like
now
to
you
come
definitely
on.
Have to keep coming on. What you say?
I'm here with Radio Rock.
I said her sister. You and your sister should do a piece together.
Yes.
I think we would cancel each other out. At some point, you have to know us well enough to know which voice is which. But at some point, they'll blend. It'll sound like twins.
Yeah, you guys do sound alike too.
Yeah, I've heard it multiple times. Right, so I'm used to it.
Yeah, I get that.
That's
a lot.
That's why I say y'all should do it together.
Absolutely. See, look at you. Just starting stuff. We might have to. I haven't done a lot of collabs with other women, so.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
I'm sure you are, Rel.
she's gonna love you too. My sister was texting me that she loves me while we were talking. So I don't know. Did y'all want me to do another one, or are we going to the next poet?
No, you can. I mean, you can.
Oh, yeah,
you can do another one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because the thing is, like I said, I don't know how long it's going to run. It's just when I feel like I'm done, I'm just in peace. oh, you know what? I want to do one. I want to do a piece about something that's been going on with me recently. I've been having professional photographs taken, candidly.
Ooh.
And
okay.
I'm going to title this piece, See Me.
Okay.
I wasn't seeing myself realistically. I couldn't stand in front of the mirror and really look at me. I kind of glanced and then look away. And it wasn't like I thought I was looking bad that day. I just had no interest in the image standing before me. I didn't want to be glorified and basking in my own whatever it is. I don't care about none of the things that other people are attracted to unless I'm being the best person that I can be, which you look like has no merit or no matter, you see. So, by my eyes, nor am I attracted to my effete smile. Mm-mm. I have this dimple that's hidden. If you get me to smile just right, you'll see it sometimes. But I wasn't looking at any of those things because I wasn't really seeing you. Then my photographer friend said, I know you probably think I'm taking pictures, but don't think about it. Just be. And I finally was able to. And I'm not talking about that my clothes are off and I'm naked, spread out, forced in a fold, in a men's magazine. No, I'm talking about that naked. I'm not hiding. I'm not lowering my eyes or lashes. I'm not putting my hand in front of my laughter. I'm not afraid if I cry and I look like a complete disaster. I'm being me, naturally. And I'm allowing you to see inside of me in a way that I've never allowed anyone else to see. And I'll be honest with you, I've been married and divorced 2 times, and I've loved some other men along the way. They didn't become husbands of mine. But I've never felt the level of intimacy until I saw myself the way that he sees me, in peace.
You're doing hand clapping. You're doing hand clapping.
Right on point.
Imagery.
I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what is your stage name? What is your stage name?
My pen and stage name is Gina Storm. I'm Gina Storm on Facebook, in parentheses, Regina Brooks, because I have it trademarked and registered. I own the name Gina Storm. It's my brand.
Okay, cool. Okay. I love it.
Gina, what's the name?
What was your sister's name? What was your sister's name? Fumes?
Pheromones?
Pheromones.
Like
girl.
The scent that we said, when we smell each other, we give our pheromones.
Yeah, I know what it is. I was like, that's why I liked it. I was like, fumes, pheromones. Yes.
I like how she put that together.
That's my girl. Oh, wait, we ride together because we literally left the mic that we were on and came here together. She was where are you going first? This is how she knows. That's why I call it the poetry Uber. I'm like, yeah, wherever I go, poets follow me. They're like, Gina, where are you going to be? And I'll tell them, can I get in? Is it open mic? They want to know how it's set up. And once they know how it's set up, that's it. It's a wrap. You'll see the difference Thursday. We call it the Gina Storm Experience.
Okay.
There's a chance of storm. If I come, the poets will come. I'm just going to blow them all in the town like I do.
I'm here for it.
Thank you.
I didn't know y'all were here. I would have done this so long ago, I swear. It was my bad.
I'll be posting in all the poetry groups, too.
It's so crazy I think I'm in...
Me and Gina have a mutual friend on Facebook. I believe that's how we met. Is it David White or something like that?
David White?
But I believe that was his name. He shared
David,
it.
Like the color white?
Yeah.
Or M-O-T-T?
Yeah. David White.
David the color white.
Yeah.
Huh.
I believe
that's
that was
funny.
His name. I don't know.
Hold on. And I'm sure it is his name because that would be a mutual friend because guess what he does for a living?
What?
He's a photographer.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know how the hell me and him friends, but.
That part.
Yeah, I don't know how the hell. I don't know how we shared it.
You know, the stars line up and things happen the way they're supposed to.
Exactly.
Yep, 11-11.
Yeah, just so crazy. And it was also crazy because I noticed that I had 3 or 4 friends the last couple of days when it was their birthday. I went on their page and I looked at our friendship on Facebook and it said there were no posts between the two of us. Oh, baby, I can't hold a spot for you. You got to be proactive on this.
Right.
Thank you. Yeah. No.
Yeah,
so exactly. I freed up spots. Right, because you know when you hit 5,000, they'll be like, you want to be a public figure? No, I want you to mind your business. This is my friend on this page. I can't shut this one down. Yeah, no. So that's how it works. I just started getting, I was doing housekeeping. And I'm like, oh, let me get rid of some of these poets. That didn't even matter. Like, you know, if they're singers, actors, dancers. I know lots of artists. And I'm thinking, y'all got to do better. Support. Come through. Like, share, follow. You know, the stuff that I do, do some of that. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm done with my rant. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
You
want to
know,
you
want
so
support, give some. I'm like, for real.
I'm saying the same thing.
Please stop playing.
Yo, this is the best. This is the best poetry night that we've had so far.
Thank y'all, because just like my sister said, we didn't literally have another place to go. And sometimes we run, they used to be on a Thursday before COVID, just online, we had 5 mics on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
5.
Well, there's 5. Another show that's going on for a birthday party for poetry. So if you want to hop on that. I believe so, but it's with Lani Lopez. She got a poetry show that's coming up February 10th.
She does Facebook Live. Or not Facebook, sorry, YouTube.
She
does
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah, that's another show. I just posted it on my page.
Oh, matter of fact, Jay from Arkansas, that's my best friend. He and I are doing Zoom on Tuesday night at the Poetry Corner over at the Talk Network. We do that on Tuesday night. Monday night, I'm over at DOET with Black Ice. I'm one of the hosts for People of Extraordinary Talent have a show called Voices Behind the Pens Monday night. I'm one of their hosts. So, yeah, this is what I do.
Cool.
It don't have to be my mic. It's One Love, One Mic. So, you got a mic, let's go.
One Love, One Mic.
That's it.
Well, I'll have to find you on Facebook. You doing another piece tonight?
Am I the last one? Do you need another one?
Two more. What is that, Rail?
You can still do another one. Your friend Gerard is the last poet. Y'all
all right, then. So
look at.
I know he listening because when I was listening to my sister, I was
I said,
she gonna do that one. So, no one can say that about me because I don't repeat these. Now, it may have the same thing, but it won't have the same verbiage. I got another one I want to do. Because, you know, my head's all over the place. My mind's just going bananas.
Good.
I'm titling this freestyle soon. I don't know when. I don't know what day. I don't know if I'm going to get on the train, take an Uber, dropped off and picked up, if I'm going to the airport, whether or not I'm going to need my passport. But soon, I'm going to need a mic. I'm talking about on the stage where it feels right, under the spotlight. I would like them to cast this light over my face in a way that makes me feel like I'm in the sun on a summer's day. I want to put my hands around the stand and slowly command everyone in listening sight of my voice. Lean in. I'll drop it in octave on purpose. And once you do, this is what I'm going to say to you. I love this shit. I can do it every fucking day. I swear, I love it. It's what I eat, drink, breathe, and pray. All I want to do is be better at it every single day. I want to be on stage. The audience doesn't have to be large. You can still be socially distant and wear a mask if you have to, with hand sanitizer as a centerpiece on the tables. I promise you, I won't be mad. I'll be thrilled. That's how I live. It's like I need to be intravenously fed new words, adjectives, nouns, and verbs until I feel like they're coursing through my veins, and all I want to do is pick up my pen again and say, oh, what I forgot. I'm a poet, too. You'll be making requests when you see me on stage. Hey, Gina, can you do that piece? Such and such. And I'll tell you what I can do. Only freestyle on mics. I don't have the cosmic skills to allow me to read what I've seen previously, right? So I don't let that be an impairment. I mean, what I do is I work around it, and people find the curiosity. How is that even possible, that the words just come to you? It's like if you were able to crochet, or maybe you were going to knit, something that you've done repeatedly. There's a repetition to it. Like, the more you do it, the easier it gets. I'm telling you, it's just poetry without a net. Don't worry about it, where the next word going to come from, whether or not it's going to rhyme. If you're going to miss the beat, you're going to always do it on time. As a child, I only had brothers, so I didn't even learn how to double dutch. I'm one of those black people that goes to the left when they're going to the right in a line dance and such. So I don't have any qualms about what I can't do. But what I can do is rock a mic. I need to soon. I'm Gina Storm. That's my piece.
Okay. Y'all came with it tonight.
Yes, y'all are.
This
is what we do. We love this.
I'm over here drinking and stuff in my face.
Wow. I need to be doing the same thing.
We'll be back now that we know.
Well, thank you so much. Because Radio Rails, he does mostly the Freestyle Fridays, and, you know, he does mixes, and, you know, he dropped beats and stuff. Well, that's Trey B.
Wait. Disclaimer. I'm learning to be a producer, okay? I'm learning to make beats.
He did.
And I'm not a rapper.
He did.
I just spit bars.
He do be rapping. I call him Bubblicious. That's his rap name.
I love that.
Oh,
you know what?
God.
I'm not mad at that. I'm gonna show you why. Okay, then he can freestyle. If he can rap, he can freestyle.
I can't.
Go ahead,
rap.
I was a rapper before
I
was a poet, so
it
was an easy transition. Oh, you're gonna have to stop bars. We didn't just. I can't hear this and then not hear this.
You know, I may drop some bars tomorrow night. Seeing as though it's Freestyle Friday, so
you
tune in tomorrow.
Is it the same number?
I might drop some off. Yes, ma'am.
It's the same number. Oh, I'm coming through. Oh,
yes,
on.
Ma'am.
Oh, nothing but death to keep me
from
you. I'm there. Oh my God, yes.
It's,
I live for
this. It's from 10 to 11 tomorrow night.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I might do a little something. You never know.
That would be
good. Go ahead.
So yeah. We're on air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. Our other co-hosts review music live on Sunday night. Monday is really the podcast for me to really just talk my shit. Tuesday is kind of like informational days with me and Genesis, or we'll bring up a topic, go back and forth with it, or sometimes we'll have an artist. Friday is really for artists, or if I don't have an artist, I just talk some more shit.
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah, I thank you. We you know, like I said, I gave you my number, so you know we can talk more off air. And your homie Gerard is on the line as well, so I'm gonna bring him in.
Well, best friend, that's my best friend.
So I'm gonna mute you as well, so that way you and your sister can both listen to Gerard.
And
you have yourself a great night.
You too. Thank you, poet. See you tomorrow.
No problem.
See
you. All right.
Uh-huh.
Gerard, what's going on, man?
Yes.
Man, not a whole lot. Not a whole lot at all. How y'all doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm good. So I heard a lot of great things from, you know, from Gina about you. So, you know, y'all set a bar up there already. So I'm definitely looking forward to what you bring in tonight.
I'm sure she was over exaggerating, man. I've been doing this for about for real, man. Expectations like that could be like crickets in the room.
Well, we understand. We know you gotta come with it.
I'm gonna try to come with something. I've been doing this for about 2 years. I'm just really starting to learn the ins and outs of it and the mechanics on it, the different things about a person brings to the table that's unique to them. And I've been watching a lot of good poets do it, and I don't mimic what they're doing, but I do try to understand what they're doing.
Okay.
True.
So what's the piece you got for us, and what made you write it? We always do a backstory.
All right. This piece right here is it's actually a story. I know when people hear story, they're like, oh, my God, don't kill me with no story. But it's a decent story. I want to turn it into a stage play. I tried to get people to go ahead and give me a hand with it. And I'm going to end up doing this myself, even if I got to do a one-man show. But I'm going to go ahead and do it so these other artists can get in here.
Okay.
One morning, a man walked the grove and found a rich treasure trove in the middle of a cove. The gold was so gold that it turned the grass to gold, shimmering like dew does, sunrise first set. You see, gold grass is not good feed, nope, not proper food for the livestock to eat and be. It taints the meat and caps the teeth. Why can one die rich and not take a nick, or pitch just one more golden pitch in a golden griff? And at what expense? To what extent this job? Why am I still working this? King Midas has touched our kingdom and has made us all rich. Why would I put my life at risk as a constable to take away a poor man's tent? There is literary gold everywhere. It's in the streets, it's in our hair, it's on our hands, it's on our feet, it's in our chariot chair seat. It's in the air we breathe, and even the leaves of the trees drip precious gold. There is now gold everywhere. It's in the things we shed, it's in the words, in the ways, and in the way, it's in the words that we say. That say how much we care. It's in the boxes in which we stare. It's in the burdens we bear. It's in the way we prepare. It whisks through the air, leaving webs everywhere. It's confusing. Why do the people despair over their dreams come true? Do you want to know why? Because you cannot eat or drink gold. Cairo became sick before his gold. The story is old. And that was in 1324, in the cove, alongside a grove, on a hill of many bodies. And this was Cairo's fate, the day Mansa Musa, King Midas, turned Cairo's world to gold. In peace.
Yo, that was deep. You got that Morgan Freeman thing going on.
He said the Morgan
Freeman.
Man,
that's a huge compliment.
Yeah,
yes,
man.
You got that deep voice.
Definitely, right. Definitely grabbed my attention off the bat.
Appreciate it. I got into it kind of slow. I hadn't done it in a while.
No, I get it. Everybody been stuck in this house. Ain't no voices been spoken because you speak your voice too loud outside, you get hit in the damn throat because they be scared you got COVID.
Right.
So don't get hurt.
Yeah, you start coughing, you might get a gun put on you.
Yeah, exactly. Attempted right. murder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
It won't be premeditated because everybody prayed.
Well, we appreciate we do appreciate you coming out, though. Still, we do. The more the merrier.
All right, do y'all mind if I do the second piece to it? It'll be quick, and I
go
jump
ahead.
Out the way.
Go ahead. You got, you,
no, go ahead.
You got
time
because actually you and Gina are ending our show, so you got all the time in the world.
Oh, sweet. All right. This piece is, the last piece was about Mansa Musa. He was believed to be the real-life King Midas. He was a black man. They were going to, but they stopped in Cairo. He had so much money that he bankrupted their economy by leaving so much money behind when he left. It took him like 10 years to dig out of that hole. And actually, he had to do some mercantile type of things where he had to start buying back the gold or something to that effect in order to go ahead and balance the economy again. This piece right here that I'm about to do is about his brother, Uliai. He was the next to become the king once the king had died. His thing before he became king, he used to look out at the ocean. He would sit out there at the ocean. He would just look out there all the time, and he was wondering what was on the other side. The king died. Uliai became king. He went ahead and got together ships, and he sailed out into the ocean. Some rumors say that he made it as far as America, or at least the Americas. But they don't have no proof of that. But there are Olmec statues that look just like black people, big lips, big nose, all the exaggerations that were here in the United States, South America, and Central America. Ain't nobody going to build those statues but black people, because they were the statues of black people, just big, giant heads. But anyways, I'm going to go ahead and do this piece right here.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Brother Musa, on this day, like other days, I put this scroll into a gourd, setting the gourd into the currents of the sea, in hopes that it finds you and the kingdom well. I do miss Africa and the Mali people, but now you are on the other side of the sea. You see, Musa, I am there, and you are over there, where I used to dream to see just that. That is on the other side of the sea. I knew it was a risk to neck, life, and limb, but the sea beckoned me. So I turned my gaze to the great blue beyond. All aboard, it moved into the void. The journey was treacherous, and we lost nearly half of our people. There is no life in the ocean storm. No, an ocean storm is not warm. But the next day was, when there is sand under your belly and the natives are tending to your people. Although this land is not Africa, it is as untouched and beautiful, full of plants and animals that I have never seen before, with great giant birds that keep watch for eye. Little brother Musa, a kind, wise, and generous man, with law in your left eye, and justice in your right, and be our people's king forever, your brother Uliai. In peace.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
I could definitely hear your voice doing the audio book.
I swear. Everybody has some really nice voices tonight. Usually we don't get that. We get like a regular voice, but y'all,
it stages to it, but people do have to be pushed to go ahead and go further. You know, most of the time it comes from being afraid to say certain things. Once a person is confident in what they're saying, whether, you know, me, I have such a tight window of things that I can actually say and still my conscience be good. So when I'm writing my pieces, I always have to have that in mind. And I don't take some avenues that other people go ahead and take, and it's shooting straight down the line. And within that, by being governed that way, it has truth in it.
Okay. Where are you from?
Right now, I'm from Arkansas.
He said right now. Where were you born? Or you moved a lot?
Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Okay. Okay.
Where am I calling to? Is this Chicago?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all know about Benton Harbor, Michigan. Why y'all ain't saying nothing?
I'm
new back to Chicago.
No, all right.
I was born and raised there.
Where is it?
Right.
Chicago?
I was born, yeah, Chicago.
Born and raised
in the Roger Park area, then Marshallfield, then the South Suburbs. Yeah, I've been here my whole life.
You know what? Chicago had a great influence on my town of Benton Harbor. You know, from the gangs on to Michael Jordan. You know, everything else. You know, and I was a Detroit dude. So I was like, hey, man, y'all straight Chicago, man, to Detroit, within y'all old state, man. Cut it out, quit playing. Chicago.
Hey, yes. Low key, we our own state.
Well,
low key.
Thank you.
Definitely said.
Yeah. So I, with the Chicagoans, I feel a kindred experience, because y'all experience end up being our experience as well.
Right, definitely. Y'all, the three of y'all tonight, but y'all last three definitely took us on a journey.
Yes, beautiful pieces. Beautiful.
Thank you. Do you want me to read one more, or y'all about to shut it down?
No, you can go ahead. We got, 22 minutes left?
All right. This winter has been especially long and cold. It has frozen the tears and nipped the tips off of the toes. The wind that was once a fierce hawk now howls the howl of the desert eagle that blows through and through as though you were naked, although you are in your heaviest vestment. This is a tapestry etched in ice on clearance below zero and is fetching a constant price. It's a crying shame when a man says, I have ice in my veins. He must be going insane, because what he is saying is, I'm in searing pain. The air is like metal and all exposed flesh is as a moist tongue, and every breath hardens the mucus in the lungs. Foreboding crystal columns of impending doom wait patiently like sentinels hanging from fortresses of solitude. Many willing creatures who used to venture and whose offspring would frolic for joy in the spring rains shall not evermore. As they lay peacefully in their sarcophaguses of ice and snow, only black then gray separates the day from the night. And these bitterly cold lessons are taught by a frosted finger that swarms every crack like a horde of mosquitoes until you are numb to the needles. To traverse in this type of cold, our minds revert to a more basic mode. Move forward. It's cold. Move forward. It's cold. Even the driveway can be a long, long road when the air is as still as steel. And even time is locked in ice on these aurora borealis-less nights. In peace.
Okay. And that's it.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. What are your platforms? Do you have your poetry on YouTube, Instagram, or this is just for fun?
You know what? This is just for fun. I'm a painter. The same way I do my poetry, I do my painting. I sell paintings. You can find me on Instagram. Yes, ma'am. You can find me on Instagram under j.and.jproductions. That's j.and.jproductions on Instagram. I'm selling paintings over there. If y'all mention this show right here, I'll give y'all a discount. I'll cut into it deep. But I'm trying to move some paints right now.
Okay, cool. What do you paint exactly? Do you draw like covers for books and things like that, or you just strictly just paint?
Me and my wife, we do abstract art. We do conversation pieces. If one of my pieces are on your wall, ain't nobody gonna come in your house in less than 5 minutes and not say, "What is that?"
Oh wow! Okay.
And like I said, I will give y'all people a deep discount. Mention the show when you inbox me, and I'll look out for you.
Okay, cool.
Gotcha. I'll get the info from Gina, and I'll hit you up.
Yes, sir. I'm on Instagram, so I'm showing people how to do this on top of it. On top of it, because I want people to know how to do what I'm doing, what me and my wife's doing.
Right.
How long you been painting?
I can't paint for
about
shit.
A year.
Oh wow. Okay. So this is
about a year. An idiot survived with it. For real.
I can buy it like a motherfucker. I just can't paint for shit.
Hey, bro. I got. You know what? I teach you how to do it. You got an old lady, you can sit there with her and y'all can sit there and do it together, have some quality time, and don't be driving each other crazy because y'all did something sweet.
Yeah, we did sip and paint during the summer a couple years ago, and it was dope. It actually turned out nice. I was saying the same shit, like, no, I can't paint, but it actually came out nice. We painted, it was like a skyline of, the Sears Tower. And then, like, kind of like a nightfall. So it came out pretty dope, though.
Y'all still got it?
Oh, yeah. It's hanging up in our bedroom.
Exactly, man. You know what? You know, if you'd have drew something, it wouldn't have hung around that long. Since you painted it, bam, it's always there. You can just go by and see it. Man, these pieces that I got, they are random shapes and stuff like that, and they move people certain ways. They speak to people certain ways.
Right.
And one of them, I know, man. I got y'all covered. Got y'all people covered. Man, y'all have an awesome show. I will be checking y'all out again. My word.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, man. You can always come back on Thursdays.
And y'all have good chemistry too. Y'all stay patient with this. Y'all keep banging on this. Y'all keep banging on this. Y'all, and then it's going to be automatic pilot.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We've been at this for quite some time now.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
And I also want everybody to know who's tuned in, especially you two, that we're not just heard here in Chicago and your hometowns. We're heard around the world. We have over 20-something different countries that tune in to our shows every week, damn near every day of the week. So it ain't just here that y'all being heard tonight. Y'all being heard around the world. So we appreciate all fans, every guest that we have. We appreciate the love.
Turn up.
But definitely have a good night, Gerard. And Gina, I'm going to put you back on.
Yeah, I just wanted to shout out.
We appreciate you. Well,
I'm so glad that we came. I'm glad that my sister was able to come. I'm glad that my bestie did what he does. That voice work, I've mentioned it to him as well. I don't know why he doesn't think he can get paid for it when I do. So, come on, bro.
Yeah.
His videos on
business. He got his business.
Yeah.
the conversation pieces that he was mentioning, it's amazing. If you watch the process in the video on YouTube, not only will you want one, but you'll want to do it yourself. I personally don't think I have the dexterity for it. Like, I don't see me being able to do it. But, hey, I salute anybody who's creative in any way. So we're going to come back. Like, I'm telling you, this is an actual thing. I invite poets and they come.
Thank you. Absolutely.
This is what we do. Look, you know what? I wish I'd known earlier. I literally saw the post this afternoon. And by the time we left our regular scheduled Thursday night show, because I got another sister, Nyla, who hosts the show on Thursday night. So, but that show is it's from the West Coast. So we can get in there and out and we still be on time for yours.
Okay.
And then that's what I call that's the caravan. So we just going to line it up and go from show to show. All of us together, that's what we do.
Okay.
We appreciate
that's good.
It.
We need
all no problem. This is why we came. I love my family. I knew y'all was coming. Look, because it's one of those things where I was like, you know, I found the mic.
What?
<Yeah. laughs> Where do you find these mysterious mics? Look, they out here. We just have to, you know, put yourself in the mix.
I'll be trying to tell people to share it because I know it's poets out there. I know it's poets there
absolutely.
Looking for something to do.
So now, since I've been here on a Thursday, the link is on my time. A lot of times when people don't know where to go, they check my page. Yeah, that's
Apple Radio and iHeart. We're on iHeart and Apple Radio. So they can just type in OG Radio and it'll pop up.
Got you. And now, see, I got the link. And I swear, before Radio World even told me, like, you know, they had designated time slots for the show, all I could think was, yeah, I hope y'all got enough time because I was going to literally invite, like, between 12, 15, maybe 20 poets. This is what we
usually
do college after
college.
When you go to
six.
Right. So I don't want to flood your lines. I do want you to be able to get, you know, in and out at a normal time frame. I don't want you to worry about whether or not everybody will be heard. But, we can just rotate in and out. We'll all still listen to the other ones, even though we're not spitting. Yeah, we'll still come through and support regardless.
Okay.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
We don't have to be on the mic. We don't have to be on the mic to share the mic, so.
Right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's a movement. If you want to be the change, you got to start it. Let's go.
Amen to that.
And like I said, Gina, we were talking off the air. I'm inviting you to come back Monday and shoot the shit with me on Monday.
I will. I'll be back on Monday. Now, you understand, what time is that show? Because I got a show at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on Monday.
It's from 10 to 11 Central Time.
Oh, so I'll be done and ready to go. It'll be my after party. I got you. See you Monday.
Okay, cool.
Already. Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, so we'll all be at Epiphany tomorrow night. But tomorrow night, y'all doing what? Music?
Freestyle Friday,
I believe I have an artist tomorrow. I believe we rescheduled Lil Keisha to come back tomorrow. She'll be with us from 10 to 11 tomorrow night. If not, it'll just be me or I don't know. I don't know. I never know what the hell I do until I do it.
Keep me posted.
That's just how I operate.
I got you.
Okay.
Just keep me in the loop. I got you.
Yeah, just keep me in the loop. Because I always like to have a plan B, plan C, plan D. So,
absolutely.
If they're more than likely, they might come on.
Absolutely.
So, can we get your name again? Your platform? Your platform again? I'm going to look up you on Facebook.
Gina Storm. Yeah, Gina with an E, Storm, like bad weather. That's my personal page.
You said
Gina
with an E?
Gina with an E, G-E-N-A. It's the Spanish spelling of, you know, in Spain. Stop saying my name.
And then you said Storm.
Yes, S-T-O-R-M.
Yep.
I'm looking for you.
I got good credit. We only co-signed.
I'm coming to you. I think I found you. I think I found you. You got the hoops and the, wearing the hoops in your pictures?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got you. I got you.
Did you were looking for my sister Pheromones, you there?
Yeah, I was looking for her too. I was trying to put y'all on Instagram. Do y'all have Instagram too?
I am Regina Brooks, REGENABROOKS. I want to say 7 at Instagram. Hold on. So I had to put a note.
I added you last night on Instagram. I can't remember what the hell.
9 times out of 10, if you add a person on Facebook, your Facebook will tell you where to find them on Instagram.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
You know they're connected, right, because they're the same folks. Wait, I got to – you know what? My assistant going to kill me. I'm supposed to know the hashtags on my Linktree. Hold on. Yeah, I don't do well at this. Look, I don't even book myself. I just show up.
It's all good.
My Instagram is Regina F. Brooks, all lowercase.
Okay, okay.
My YouTube, I have 2 YouTubes. One is Regina Brooks, and the other is Storm Caden.
Okay.
Regina Brooks 7, I'm sorry, at Twitter. Yeah, Regina Brooks 7 at Twitter. Oh, yeah, I'm about to get my TikTok on. My nieces and nephews have been worrying my nerves about it, and my daughter was like, Mom, you can do 6-word stories on TikTok. Make a killing. People would love to see you do that. And I'm like, bruh.
Well, do it.
You know what? It's one of those crazy things that when people suggest things, I'm always resistant. Like, it would be against my religion to just say, yeah, the first time. I got to get some pushback.
Right.
It's who I am.
Right.
Okay.
Especially if it wasn't my idea. Mm-hmm. I be thinking, I should have thought of that. Why didn't I think of that?
Right.
True. Yeah.
So we appreciate all the callers tonight. This has concluded our lovely poetry night show. It was definitely been lit. I'm lit.
Yes,
well,
it was.
Yeah.
I know. I'm feeling good myself right now. So.
Yeah.
Get ready.
So again, you can tune in tomorrow. I'll be here 10 to 11. Maybe I'll have that artist. If not, we'll chop it up off air and, you know, see if you can bring some people on tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So all those listening, tune in to B-Tray this Sunday for Sit That Ass Down Sunday night. He will be reviewing music, I believe, from 7 to 8 or 8 to 9. You know, everybody have a great, safe, blessed weekend. And we will, you guys who are tuned in and listening, will hear more from these poets next week and the weeks after.
Yes, next Thursday.
You got any...
Yes, only announcement is please pick up my book, Thunderstorms Were Meant to Be My Friend. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and BookPatch. It's your girl, 3YEM_Genesis on Instagram and Genesis Silverman on Facebook. Please follow your girl. I'll holla. No other announcements, Radio Rails.
Alright, follow my Instagram, HellRail1290. Again, that's HellRail1290, HellRail1290. I'm going to play us out to my little brother, Josiah D'Amore. You can catch him on Apple Music or any other major music platform. Everybody have a safe night, and y'all know my motto, wash your motherfucking hands. Good night, everybody. We love all y'all.
Absolutely. One love, one mic, y'all. Good night.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Good night, everybody.
Yeah. Josiah, DMR. Yeah. I just want to take over the world with you. Take it all up. Take it all up. Fuck them on the holes. What they gon' do? Baby, just love and adore you, baby.
may get this bag and just for you. I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just for you. I just wanna take over the world. Get you diamond pearls, shopping around the world, baby. It don't matter, you my fucking queen. When we hit the scene, they know you belong to me, baby. Yeah, you fucking with a boss, man. Fuck the cost, you know I got the sauce, baby. No one coming in between, it's just you and me. We always a winning team, baby. Shopping spree, pick it out, fuck a tag, yeah, it's all on me. Anything you want, you can get with it. Hop up on the jet, flying luxury. Bahamas, Dubai, Orlando, and Paris. Balenciaga, Chanel, or some Gucci. Back to the crib, your hands all on me. You know how I like it when you watch it from me. All up in the bed, you loving